it provides tremendous publicity that just couldn't be purchased. The nation's attention will be turned towards Tampa, so Tampa gets to display itself to the world, and that's a great thing. And Florida gets to present itself. So assuming everything goes well and there's not some problem, then Tampa will benefit tremendously from the publicity. More parochially, Tampa benefits because it's low season for tourists. So there's a lot of hotel rooms that would otherwise have been empty, a lot of restaurant tables that would otherwise not have had customers, and they'll have a lot of business, 50,000 additional people. That's a lot, Tom.
And there are some estimates that are even higher, as many as 70,000 people. And, of course, as you point out, late August normally is the slowest part of the tourism off-season in that area.
Yes, so they're not losing customers that are being pushed out for something else.
Do you think there'll be some overflow? Will folks make the trip down I-4 as long as they're in Florida anyway, maybe take in Disney or Universal or something?
Probably only a little bit. Those are really politically focused people, so it's unlikely they're going to tack a Disney vacation onto the back of it. I'm sure some will. I think, though, there will be some effect of displacement in that there would be some business that would have occurred in Tampa that's going to move to Orlando so it doesn't conflict with the convention.
Well, how about Tampa residents who are not involved in the convention, not in the hospitality business, and maybe live near downtown Tampa? Do you suppose some of them will be, you know, wanting to get out of town? Maybe they'll come over and visit us here in Central Florida.
Well, maybe so. They're going to take their vacations. A number of my friends and business colleagues have said it's going to be disruptive, and they're going to try to take some time off.
So what can we expect in terms of long-term impact from this for both the Tampa area and for Florida?
There are going to be some lasting effects. There's been some capital investment by the police department and by the city in creating a better environment for this event, and that will be somewhat longer lasting.
Now, as we mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, Hank, Tampa and that entire region has spent many millions of dollars first in attracting the event and then promoting it, planning for it, implementing security measures and so on. In the final tally, how does it balance out? Cost-benefit ratio, does it end up being profitable?
Probably not in terms of the strict short-run events, but when one counts in the publicity, it's probably a big positive for Tampa.